It's a food shortage story. It's not for the United States. In fact, I don't think these items have ever been talked about in any kind of shortages we've had, but it's from the United Kingdom. But how about this? Charlie, Denise, and Pat, and you at 722 with your morning team, you on WSGW with Charlie, Denise, and Pat. It says here that in the United Kingdom, in some places, grocery stores are now limiting the sales of certain fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, I heard that this morning.
Imagine that, fruits and vegetables. Yeah, it says among the vegetables, for example, tomatoes, peppers, cucumbers, lettuce, cauliflower, fruits such as raspberries. Being limited, it says, to 3 per customer. One supermarket chain is actually at a 2-item limit per customer.
Hmm.
I'm trying to think of how that works. Let's see. I understand. Maybe 2 cucumbers.
2 grapes.
Yeah. But that's what I'm thinking, yeah.
2 grapes.
2 grapes, 2 raspberries?
2 blueberries.
Unless they mean maybe like a pint of blueberries, maybe. You think that's what they might mean?
Yeah, I hope so.
I hope so.
2 pieces of fruit.
The director of the Food and Sustainability says that farmers have cut back on production because of high energy costs. That's one thing that's causing the problems. And weather conditions also disrupting harvests. But, so fruits and vegetables, some of them anyway. Apparently there's no shortage of eggplant. Plenty of that going around. You have as much as possible if you want.
Nobody wants it.
You can have my ration.
Yeah, mine too. Right.
Yeah. I mean, I know people who love it.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I do not.
But I was just thinking, I'm glad to know that we're all in consensus, because I was trying to think of, could there be some vegetable I could pick out that perhaps we wouldn't care if there was a shortage.
Spinach.
Yeah.
Beets.
Beets.
Oh, okay.
Pickled beets.
Oh, boy. Thanks. Let's go back to the grapes and raspberries.